Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, good morning to you. Thursday morning. We got that college reunion coming up this weekend. I said it a few days ago. I'll say it again.
May not come back?
Might not. Might not. You can't give me a taste of college for 2 days and then think I'm just going to like waltz on back in here and be a happy camper. Not going to happen. And I love the job. I mean, I'm happy to do what I do. I'm very fortunate to do what I do.
But you'd just rather be a college student.
No one's more fortunate than a college student. I mean, you just do anything you want at all times. All you got to do is the bare minimum of work, and then you have this.
It's really not that hard.
It's really not.
Well, just go to class. Get there. Go to class is the key in college.
One of my older brothers said to me years ago, he said, being in college is like the life of a millionaire. You can do anything you want at any time. You can. Like, as long as you do the minimum. Just do the minimum. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see if I show up next week, but I'm not really planning on it.
Yeah, I'm not with you on this.
I can't be there. I think we're
come
all
come on, Mac,
you.
Man.
And
it's all there. It's tremendous.
I'm now older than you. Well, I've always been older than you, but I'm specifically older in this discussion. Sometimes things go real well after college.
I'm much happier
and you're
now.
Very successful.
I'm not.
And I'm talking about one thing specifically here, and that's talking about your bank account.
Well, too.
And if you've got money to do whatever the heck you want, that's really good. That's really nice. It was like, oh, my God, I get an extra slice of pizza when I'm in college. I'm putting up, putting out. I got to go into my pocket to pay for the extra slice that's left. And that's like the highlight of the day. Come on.
I'd rather just hang with my boys. Just hang with my boys and have hope for the future. I mean, that's the way I felt. Anyway.
The future's good. I'm happy
the
with the future.
Solid.
I love my life.
The future's
my wife's
solid.
Great. My kid's great. I got a good job that I love. Like, come on.
But you don't hang with the boys anymore.
I saw the boys this weekend.
That's not enough. All right. A baseball saw JT's boys last night, and it was unfortunate.
Honestly, it was hard to watch. It was hard to, like, just so, him, like, on the ground,
Here's the one thing I'll say before we play this audio. I actually thought it may have gotten a little bit more of the thigh than the not thigh. But let's listen to the moment as it was called here on WIP. It's late in the game. JT doing
the ninth inning.
Yeah, of course. JT catching, as he like almost always does, and he did get smoked.
One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul, and that got a piece of JT. And he's down at the plate, and Bichette actually waves to the Phillies dugout to say, come on out. That's not good.
That's a bad spot to get a catcher right there. There's no doubt. He's in a lot of pain.
He was. I mean, he was definitely in a lot of pain. He had to be, like, helped off the field. And it wasn't good. I do think it might have got more of the thigh than the other thing. But, you know, hard to say.
Oh, when I saw the original, you couldn't even tell. You just knew he got hit. Then they gave you from the side slow motion instant replay. Oh, it got him in another world.
It got him. It got him right there,
oh,
Joe.
Man.
Like it might have been a direct shot. Like,
well, how much pain he was in probably speaks to that.
Yes,
correct.
I mean, especially JT. I mean, we have seen that guy get beat
I know.
Up, and he is the tough, like we've talked about him, one of the toughest athletes we remember.
Yes.
For him to leave the game that way, being like shepherded off the field, you knew it had to be really bad.
Well, let's listen to Rob Thompson. So he spoke about JT's condition after the game. Here's what Topper said.
He's getting checked by a doctor right now. So it's a pretty good one. He said he's had worse, but we'll see. We'll check him out tomorrow.
Did he say anything about it in terms of just what he was feeling or the play itself?
Well, I mean, he's hurt.
Yeah.
It hurts.
So you can tell it.
I thought he was going to go Clubber Lang there. Pain!
It's, anyway, our best to JT. We hope he's...
And, yeah. Oh, by the way, as I'm watching the replay, I actually realized I'm sitting on my couch... I cross my legs.
Oh, man.
Without even thinking about it, I just
instinctively
cross my legs.
Mac, man. All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction on the Phils last night, the Eagles defense. Gilio says probably not top 10. Agree or disagree with that? Also, we'll get to the me and Fritz thing. There's a lot there. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are we today?
Good, buddy.
Joe, that's why you should have been a catcher. You would have played right through an injury like that.
Look, there's things I can do in life and things I cannot do.
I don't think that was a compliment.
No. And catcher and goalie, two things that just, no way.
I'm just saying, an injury like that, it wouldn't have bothered you all that much. You would have came right back. The center field, I've seen the position lose two games so far within the past. One with Ranger, right, against the Brewers.
Yeah.
We were up, and it's not only is it the bat, it's the defense as well, right? And last night, like, that ball should have been caught. And then we wouldn't have been dealing with it. I don't know what to do. I think it is too late. Like, what are you going to get? You know?
Well, they certainly could trade a pitcher for a center fielder. It's not impossible. I mean, they have a plethora of pitching.
A worthy center fielder or, like, a slight upgrade?
You don't know. Not sure.
So I don't know what they're going to do, but it's now it's affecting the defense and the offense. So it's usually it's one or the other, right? Like you have a good
usually, yeah,
right. So I don't know. As for the defense for the Eagles, who said it wasn't a top 10 defense this year or last year?
Well, this upcoming season, Gilio said he doesn't think this upcoming season will be top 10.
I think that would be a huge fall from last year. I don't think.
Know this, Dan. I do expect. I'll call it a big fall. Then the question is, does it get to huge territory? I mean, that defense last year was historic. If you think they're going to have the same defense this year, you're on a different wavelength than me. You can't lose Milton Williams, Josh Sweat. See, Darius Slay, people act like Darius Slay's a throwaway guy. That's not fair.
No.
He wasn't what he was 5 years ago, but Darius Slay was still very quality. So you lost him. By the way, you lost depth with Isaiah Rodgers. You lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and I'm forgetting one other starter.
You lost depth with Oren Burks.
Burks, who stepped in. I think there was another starter. But the point, Dan, is they lost... Oh, and you lost Brandon Graham, who was playing outstanding.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
expect not to take a step back.
Yeah, like, I will tell you, if I had to just, like, lay everything on the line, statistically, do I think they'll finish in the top 10 or not this upcoming season? I would tell you probably not.
Really?
I think they will.
I think there's a better chance.
So you're with Jillian.
I think there's a better chance they're 11 through 32 than 1 through 10. I do.
I agree with that, but
that's a very significant drop from 1. Like even if they get to 11, that's a big drop from 1.
So it's 10. Even if you get to 10, it's a big drop from 1. I don't think it's going to be.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As good as it was, but I think it'll be definitely a really good defense. You know, and that's... If you add it all up, that's what it will take to win another Super Bowl.
We'll say, Dan, give me an answer, bud. What's a scene with verbal jousting? It can be a conversation. It can be an argument with yelling. Any of that kind of stuff.
I think this answer is all that combined. The not guilty scene from 12 Angry Men.
Oh, interesting answer right there. 12 Angry Men, a classic. Of course, the way the Phils game ended last night does not. But Mick Gable was outstanding. And... that, frankly, is more important, I think, than just one random early June game. With that said, you would have liked to have seen the Phillies seized on his good opportunity and won that game, but the bats were quiet. Stott had the big out in the middle of the game with the bases loaded, and the Marsh play has really come under focus of whether he should or should not have caught the ball. I think what most would agree with, if not perhaps everybody, is even if he should or should not have caught the ball in that moment last night, a better... defensive center fielder more fleet of foot likely would have. Very likely would. Like, I'll just say this. Doug Glanville catches it. Gary Maddox catches it. I think Victorino catches it. I think Rojas catches it.
Aaron Rowan definitely catches it.
I think Aaron Rowan catches it. Yeah. Yeah, I do. So, I mean, I think Odubel might catch that ball.
He made some crazy catches. He also had some dumb plays out there.
Yeah, he did.
He took very adventurous routes.
Yes,
for the ball.
He did, including on Cole Hamels' no hitter.
Oh my God! Every time I watch the replay,
I don't think he's going to catch it.
Still afraid. James, 100%.
Yeah, and I don't know if anyone else remembers this, but oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble with Milt Thompson. He's my buddy. I remember Milt Thompson like misplaying a ball or something in '86 when Don Carmen was closing in on a perfect game. Does anyone else remember this?
No.
Someone help me out at 215-592-9494. Milt, if you're listening, I apologize. Love you. Love you. My recollection, day game in like San Francisco.
How deep into the
ninth
game
inning, I think.
No!
I think it was one out in the ninth. Don Carmen, game of his life.
Yeah, and, you can say that, man.
And I don't know. That's my recollection. Someone help me out.
I actually had to call in.
Maybe a no-hitter, but I thought it was a perfect game.
I was at a no-hitter that got lost in the ninth when Doug Glanville came in as a defensive replacement for Ricky Ledé, maybe?
Could be, yeah.
And it was, I'm trying to, who was pitching?
I don't remember this at all. Was it the Eric Milton game?
Yes, it was the Eric Milton
game. Yeah, he went pretty deep.
So I had season tickets then.
Yeah.
So my seats were right behind where Glanville was. And, you know, he took a bad thing.
Wow.
I'm listening to, I think it was G. Cobb and Dick Girardi, and they're ripping the fans because we were upset.
Yeah.
And I go, no. You don't understand. We sat through that whole game, sure. And it was in our grasp.
Yeah, I remember it was close.
I'd never been present for a no-hitter.
So
except until
World Series?
Yeah. I waited my whole life to be present for a freaking no-hitter. My whole life. And then I get the one I don't want.
Because
are you kidding me?
They did win. They won the game, but people were just like, you know, and we were upset. And
I remember
I called
that.
In and gave him grief.
That was around when Millwood had his also. That happened within, I think, a year or so. All right, look, you can weigh on everything. The Phils last night, there was good and bad. 215-592-9494. A couple tweets to bring you up to, news and notes to bring you up to speed on. So one is, because, you know, we've wondered about the Jay Wright thing with the firing up in New York of Thibodeau. Seth Davis yesterday tweets, and obviously they've been working together for some time now on the CBS desk. Seth Davis tweeted, I have been working with Jay Wright on TV for 3 years. Based on every conversation we have had, I would say there is a greater chance that I will be the next coach than him. The difference is that if they call me, I will say yes. So Seth Davis puts it. You know, I thought maybe Seth Davis was doing that to help his buddy out. Because, you know, people are probably coming at Jay. Like, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. And he probably doesn't want to go on the record. Probably. You know, at least not now. But maybe that's a way to say, you know, let's get the word out there. I'm not interested. So that's notable. Other things. So
question for you first.
Yep.
Who's the highest paid coach in the NBA right now?
Is it still Monty Williams who's not coaching?
I don't think so.
Nurse is probably high on the list.
And Doc Rivers?
And
I don't know.
Popovich was Spolstra? Up there till.
Spolstra deserves it.
But I think it might be Spolstra. He
might
do a new
be
contract.
The best coach in basketball.
Oh, I think he is. Agreed. I think he is. Yeah. Like, period.
What happened? Although I think the Pacers got pretty freaking good,
Rick
too.
Rick Carlisle's great. Yeah, he went with Dallas and then to bring it back. I agree with you. Carlisle's great, too.
What happens if Leon Rose says, yeah, and I'm going to top that?
To Jay?
Yeah.
Like $100 million?
Over six, they're not making 20.
Yeah,
coaches are make top of the top. I think is about 12 or 13 because I think Popovich was 11 and he was right there.
You bring up a great question. If the Knicks say to Jay Wright, even if he doesn't want it, Jay, here's 6 years. I mean, $100 million.
So it looks like it's
much,
Steve Kerr. Yeah. He makes $17.5 million, and Spoelstra's at 15.
Let's say Jay gets offered $75 million, guaranteed.
No, let's go to the 100. You said
$100 million.
Five and 100. If 17 is the new number, that's the highest. Kerr, who's got multiple championships, Jay has collegiate championships, but hasn't coached a day in the NBA. And Leon Rhodes says, 5 and 100.
I see what you're doing. And
Jay Wright's final year at Villanova made $6.2 million, which is a lot of money, but I mean, that's a different level of money.
Because then you get to like buy plane territory.
Like it's a generational wealth type
like
stuff.
You know, he's probably not in buy plane rich.
No,
but
that's immediate. But I always think if I win the lottery, the first thing I will do is never travel. You know, like
commercial.
I will just do private plane. I got a ride on one once, and I was like, you drive up to the plane.
I did it one time.
I've never done it. I'm very jealous of you guys.
Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
It must be the coolest
thing. Well, I'll tell you where it gets even crazier with my experience, James, which was there was a part of the plane like not quite working. So a different plane from Connecticut had to fly down to bring us the part.
No.
So it was plane to plane.
Wow. That's when you have too much money.
Instead of going out to like the Home Depot to buy the part, it was let's have it flown in from Connecticut. Well, I swear to God, I'm not making that up. That happened a couple years ago. All right, the other tweet of note, and Jody, you do bring up a good point. I don't know. If he's offered that kind of money, would he turn it down? I don't know. The other thing is, Rhea had in the update. So the Nola thing's a little weird.
Very weird.
So here's the tweet from Matt Gelb yesterday. Now, obviously, this is made less important because Mick Abel's up. He's in. He's pitching great. Seems like he ain't going anywhere.
Pitching better than Nola.
Definitely pitching better than Nola. So Matt Gelb tweeted, Aaron Nola's absence is going to be a bit longer. He felt soreness in his right side. Very mild, Rob Thompson said. He will not throw his live batting practice on Thursday. They'll wait a few days. Then there's also a Gelb report about how he's been sick. So, you know, there's a lot going through my mind on this. First off, you know, the ankle's the ankle. The right side thing, I don't know what to make
of
that.
Where did that come from?
Where did that come from? I think a lot of us wondered whether the ankle was cover in any way for just an ineffective pitcher where it was like, let's get him off the stage for a bit.
The phantom IL trip.
Sometimes. And maybe a bit is going to be extended to a month. I mean, it's already been, what, about 2 weeks or so?
May
I think
15th?
Longer, yeah.
Is it May 15th?
I don't know, but it's been a stretch.
I think it's been close to 3 weeks now, yeah.
So it's just, now listen, let me be clear. I'm not ripping anyone on this. I mean, if he's
well,
not...
Yeah, you are, if you're suggesting it could be...
No, I praise them.
It wasn't an actual injury.
No, I'm praising them.
Yeah,
really?
May 15th.
Yeah, if the idea was he's not right, let's get him off the stage and try to get his body and brain all right. It's probably more body. I don't think the guy's brain's wrong. Yeah, he's not Markel Fultz here. But at this situation, like, you know, get things aligned. Because he was out of whack. And was I convinced that at the end it was just that ankle thing? Not really. So
didn't someone on his show earlier say, I dictate when guys play and walk away.
Yeah.
I am in charge of all players and how active they are. Right now, it's if you want to fake an injury, you want to lie to the fans. As long as in my mind, I can justify it. That's exactly acceptable.
I got to teach you sarcasm, and I got to teach you the ha ha, the joke.
And Jody, there's no fan out there who's like sitting around going, I'm so upset they lied to me about Nola wasn't really injured.
Well, Ray, especially with how well Abel's pitching.
Exactly. Yeah, no one has a problem with it.
Matter of fact, let's listen to Rob Thompson. This was an interesting comment yesterday. And this actually tells me one of two things. Either Nola's not coming back like too soon, or Mick Abel's going to the bullpen. Because when you hear what you're about to hear, there's no other door number three. Listen to something Rob Thompson said after Abel's excellent second start last night.
With Mick, I know you had said, you know, before the game that we'll kind of see how he does with Nola's situation, like that sort of thing. Is this an opportunity now where he can maybe stick around for another start, or is that...
Oh, he's going to be sticking around.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Right?
Oh, he's going to be sticking around.
I'm like, there's no...
Cool.
Like,
good to know.
He ain't going back to the minor leagues.
You don't hear emotion from him that often. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not
so
going anywhere.
He's either starter five or bullpen guy here. There's no, I mean, I don't think they're going to a six-man
now,
rotation in June.
Now, it is possible that he's talking about the next start. The question was about the...
Yeah, but
I agree the way he said it.
It's
I
the way he answered it.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, you do have to account for the possibility. The question was about the next start,
and he
said, oh, he'll be up.
I hear a manager saying
he's sticking.
I do, too.
Sticking. I'm just putting it out there.
Fine, but I hear a manager saying he's sticking. All right, let's go to the phone. So everything with the Phils last night. Stott at bat was frustrating. You know, Marsh not catching the ball was frustrating. We do have a Twitter poll question of the day that speaks to that. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet in 2025. Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think the Phillies will have a different starting center fielder than Brandon Marsh or Johan Rojas for the playoffs? Yes or no? Yes or no? I mean, they certainly could use it. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
Along those lines, we had a previous caller who said, I'm tired of waiting for Crawford. Those were his exact words. I'm not paraphrasing here. Exact words. I'm tired of waiting for Crawford. I'll ask either the camera or you can jump in here, James, if he doesn't get it right.
And Rhea as well.
And Rhea. Rhea, if you...
what is that?
Rhea. They'll take two guesses and be wrong. The field will be cut down for you.
Open.
If you're going third, you're in the best spot. How many players do you believe started this Major League Baseball season at age 21 or younger? Because Crawford is 21 years old.
In the big leagues?
The kid with
in the big leagues on a Major League roster.
I think he's
at age 21.
I'll guess four. Now. I'll guess four.
No, it's not that many.
One?
I was going to say zero or one.
He's right. It was exactly four players.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
See, here's the thing, Jody, and I know you're a little new to the show.
Here we go, beat the
hammer. Hammer!
All right.
Bang! Get hammer! Bang! Can't wait.
For my reunion. Okay, I just want to put that in there. No, I mean, listen,
all right,
Jody.
All right, Mr. Impressive, name three of the four. If you can pull that off, I'll be impressed.
Jones?
Nope.
Jackson?
Jackson Churio might be one.
Smith?
Is Churio one of them?
Jackson Churio is...
That's one! Hold on a second,
No, it's his first name. It's his first name, not his last name. The rules are last name.
Skeens.
You know that.
The Skeens young?
Yeah. Not 21.
He's not 21.
All right, let's get a lot of calls.
And the other
there.
One?
What?
Jackson Merrill.
Oh, two! I got
so there were two Jackson.
Hold on.
But this one with a last name is Jackson,
so it doesn't
both
count.
Both of them first name Jackson.
I would give you one of these in Hammer. Sorry.
Wait. Time out. Jackson Holiday.
No way.
Three of the four guys
I got it.
Are Jackson.
And he said three. He said
and
name
they're
three.
They're all wrong.
So here we go.
He's
all
for three.
I'll take
all
it.
All first names.
You
what
and your Caminero
that?
Is the fourth.
I'll take
but
it.
But Jackson, Jackson, and Jackson.
Wow,
good
I
law
didn't
firm.
Caminero's that
but
young.
Incorrect answer by Joe DeCamp.
All right. So life advice with the hammer at 9:15 today. I'll give you a little early advice. Oaf, get your act together. I don't know what like the hell you're doing. We're going to play the audio of Jack Fritz, otherwise known as the Oaf, otherwise known as Boban, what he said yesterday on the show. It's astounding what this guy's doing, but we'll get to that in a moment. But just know this, you can get advice from the Hammer 9:15 today. Get those scenarios into Seltzer on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. What do you need help with? And I'll give you some advice coming up shortly, coming up in about 2 hours. Ed in Phoenixville is going to join us. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. Good morning, Mac Man.
Hey, hey.
Joe, I'm afraid that you're going to get Boban in this contest. However, you're going to get the Boban who went 31-17 against the Nuggets pre-pandemic. So,
wow.
I mean, Boban may have been the worst center in the NBA history, but he still is an NBA center. So.
No, listen, Boban was okay. He might have been the slowest of all time, but he had a nice touch and he had a feel for the game. I mean, I liked Boban, but you know, I feel good calling Fritz Boban just because you know.
Look at the bear, guy, man. I think it's gonna.
He ain't the bear.
The bear got shamed into responding.
I mean, Ed, you got to admit his last 48 hours, and I'm not talking about the real Boban. I'm talking about Boban, our Boban. It's pathetic, totally pathetic.
Yeah, well, to quote a wrestling term, Mac Man, it went from promo to shoot yesterday in the afternoon show. I was like, oh, wow.
It did get pretty aggressive. Elliot and I were texting like, wow, they're going after each other, man.
Yeah. So,
and I feel bad for the kid. I really do, because I don't want him to see him get hurt.
No, like, so dismissive that.
No, seriously, because there's two things that were really bad for him yesterday. One, apparently he's going to pitch, which means he could get hurt. I don't want him to. And two, he's going to lose baseball. So, like, I don't know what he's thinking here, but okay. It's his choice.
Yeah, so about the Phillies, and I mentioned this a month ago, and it's sort of a non-starter, and I figured as much, but we have a center field situation in which – nobody really gets on base. They're poor base runners, and they're poor defenders. There's a guy in AAA right now who has a .409 on base percentage, plays plus defensive center field. I'm just saying, it has to be an option bringing Justin Crawford up. As you know, how could it be worse than what we have right now? I mean, is that
There's one way it could be worse, and it's not maybe what you're thinking. It's if, and listen, I can't speak to player development, and Jody could more than me. His dad was a GM and all that stuff. I'll just say this. There's a theory in baseball that you don't want to, I'll use the word ruin, a good or great prospect by bringing him up too early. Now, how often does that happen? I don't know, but I do know that organizations are careful when they believe they have someone for the future to make sure they don't derail it at the start. And so maybe Crawford wouldn't be worse than Rojas or Marsh right now, but for the organization's next 10 years, it could cause a problem if he doesn't give them a flourishing 10 years.
But don't they have to know that? And Jody, I say this all the time, and James kind of likes the line I use. It's the family business. I mean, he's grown up in it, and anybody would know. I'm just saying, they should know a little bit about his mindset and what he can handle.
At age 21, it's still young. There's a reason why I ran down those four names for you. The age really does matter.
I'll tell you how young he is. He was a sophomore during the pandemic in high school.
Right.
He was a sophomore in high school during the pandemic.
That's not that long ago. Your line, Rhea, fits much more with a college player who's already... Right. When he's drafted, 21 years of age, then you get 2 years of looking at him, and he's 23, you should be able to judge him at that point. But a 21-year-old, you've got a good idea. You've got a grasp. You've got a pretty strong knowledge. You know this is what it takes. You can't. At 21 years, 3 years out of high school, that's not a Philly thing. That's a Major League Baseball thing.
And by the way, Ed, I'll add this. And I'm not saying I'm out on Justin Crawford for this year. I don't want to give you that impression. And candidly, I don't know. I'm not going to be the guy that pretends to know whether a minor leaguer is ready. I mean, how could I? I watched the Phillies last night, not Justin Crawford last night. With that said, there is something to be said for even if he's an upgrade on these guys, he might not be the right guy for this October to try to win a World Series.
Well, there is an argument to your point right there, and I'm with Jody.
Because that's four or five at-bats in every game.
But there is an argument to bring him up now and see what he is at the major league level before you decide whether you're going to trade for someone or not.
That's
a potential argument the other side.
I agree with that. Because, Ed, what you don't want is someone who's going to be a really good player for the next 10 years but isn't ready now and is going 0-5 every night in October, and you lose. Like, that would not be good.
Kind of have that now.
Well, that's kind of what happened with Rojas in 23. Yeah. I mean, he killed them in 2023. He killed them. All right, Ed, I need an answer from you, my man. A great scene with an argument, some yelling maybe, but verbal jousting of some sort. What do you got?
Kill you? I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No. New, you complete me. The interrogation room scene in Dark Knight.
You got it. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, that Dark Knight had a lot for sure. Now when I think interrogation scenes, I'm thinking of scenes from The Wire. That's a whole nother form of verbal jousting. But anyway, Fritz, this guy, I don't know what to do with him. So we're going to play the audio from yesterday, but I first want to go back to the audio from 2 days ago, just to remind everyone what he said.
It's been a whirlwind.
It's been it's like, dude, make up your mind. Like what in the world? Fritz, 2 days ago, what he said.
I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was going to rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest.
Jody, have you been following this? Are you aware of what's going on?
Not as closely as everyone in this room right here, right now. I generally know the back and forth and the bad feelings and tidings.
Look, I love the kid, but the reality is he's just not a better athlete than me, and he keeps acting like he is. And I was like, all right, well, let's man up and do it. So we have five competitions, you know, ready to roll. Golf, baseball, tennis, running, and basketball. Golf, baseball, tennis, running, and basketball. Baseball is his sport. We set up the structure where he was going to be the pitcher, I was going to be the hitter. It's about how many times they get on base, and then he drops that 2 days. And listen, I don't want him to throw out his arm. I don't want him to have rehab for a whole year. But obviously people came crashing down on him after he said what he said, including his own co-host.
Oh, they were shocked.
I mean, Spike and Ike immediately gave him the business.
I'm just done. I think my arm is legitimately shot. They say you have the only a certain amount of bullets in
all
the
right,
chamber.
All right, enough.
Just play
the music.
Ike Reese.
Shut up.
All right, so good for them.
Shut up.
Good for Spike and Ike. And then obviously became a whole thing. I mean, I said what I said yesterday, which was, I mean, James, how would you even sum up what I said yesterday?
I mean, you said so much. You were in his head.
I am in his head. I mean, that's obvious.
You have far more dog in him than you do. Yeah,
the good
you
kind know. Of dog.
Yeah, the good kind.
Yeah, I mean, he's big dog. And I'm apparently
like the yappy little chihuahua.
Well, apparently I'm underdog. I'll take Chris Long and Lane Johnson, you know, Eagles in 2017. I'll take dog mask. I mean, people really think this guy's going to win. I don't. Fine, we'll see. It's fine. But he said a lot, and then he, like, backed out. And it's like, what is going on here? Well, then yesterday, out of nowhere, like a whole, now another 180.
Obviously.
He completely got shamed. I mean, we all know he got shamed. And it's a shame because I don't want him to see him get injured and lose. I'd rather see him just lose, not lose and get injured. But he's created a vulnerable situation for himself. He said this yesterday.
I know Joe DeCamera pretty well.
Yeah.
And I know when Joe's like doing a bit, not doing a bit. Joe sounds very serious.
Yep.
The tone in Joe's voice, calling you a quitter and soft. I take offense to that as he's coming at the show.
Yes.
So we look to you, Jack. And I, when you revealed yesterday that you weren't going to pitch, my first instinct was like, let's just call this whole thing off. These two guys are not in shape anymore.
Well, sure, yeah, enough of that.
Though. Okay. So, Jack, your statement.
Yeah. So, all right. This has been actually like the most annoying 24 hours of my life. I've been lashing out at Spike. I've been lashing out in the meetings. Frankly, I've been down. My name has been drugged through the mud. I am a father of two, a leader of a household, you know, a backbone of, I think, this radio station and the single most trustworthy Phillies voice in the city. And because of all that, like, I will rip my bicep off the bone if it means I'm going to ruin that little twerp. Ah. Like, I'm throwing.
Oh!
Like, I don't
That's
care.
That's my guy!
I don't care anymore. And guess what? First pitch, up and in. Like, I don't... Like, I'm going to stuff this little runt in a locker like he should have been done his entire life. I am so sick and freaking tired of this absolute dork non-athlete. He can't even walk without hurting himself.
Yes.
He has a weak golf swing. I've seen it. It's actually, he looks sickly when he swings a golf club. It's disgusting. He's basically a see-through human being. His haircut's horrible.
Yeah, bad haircut.
Like, Ike has better hair than Joe DeCamp, which is saying a lot.
That's okay. You're on the road.
Like, all I have is Richie in my corner, which actually makes me want to fight the camera more. Like, I just... I'll rip it off the bone. I don't care.
All right. That's his choice. That's what he said.
I'm a leader
Fritz
of a household.
Fritz went hard.
What the hell was that?
Backbone of the station.
Well, he was so... I think the whole thing, everything we discussed yesterday got under his skin. And
he challenged his manhood, it seems.
Well that's yes. That's... If there's manhood.
Well, his own co-hosts were disappointed in him.
Of course they were. They were probably the most... Like, I wasn't disappointed in him. I felt bad for the fact that we couldn't do it, but I want him to... I do want him to be safe. And not injure himself. But if he wants to take this chance, that's his choice.
Now, when is
He's going to lose it. Here's what he's going to lose in. He's going to lose in basketball, tennis, and baseball. He's going to lose in basketball, tennis, and baseball.
When is the baseball section of this supposed to take out?
Baseball is going to be the second or third competition. We're going to start with Goff this month. In all likelihood, this month with Goff. And then we're going to do either baseball or tennis. Then we're going to get to running. Then we're going to get to basketball. Basketball one-on-one, which we think would be a good visual if we're a 2-2. Mm. And I think we probably will be a 2-2. Because I think I'm going to probably lose running. And I think I'm going to probably lose Goff.
Probably.
Yeah, but you notice, James, I'm not going to pull out of them.
No, of course not.
Okay? I mean,
you're
going to
lose them, though.
Like,
and
I mean,
Goff,
a pretty good chance.
Is Fritz good or you bad?
Yeah, so he apparently is mid-80s, and I'm about a 105. So, so I need him to like come up 10, I got to go down 10. So he'll probably win Goff. But like I'll take my shot. You know, I'm not going to back out. But anyway, look, I mean, he did what he did. Obviously, he's called into question all sorts of elements of his character. That's if there is any in there.
Took some shots at you.
That's fine.
Yeah, real shots. Like, there was other stuff said.
James,
it was pretty aggressive.
I told you.
He's a little uncomfortable.
He's got no respect for his elders.
Actually, this is true. Look, I do a podcast with him.
He's a punk kid.
He definitely does not respect his elders.
No,
that
doesn't.
Is fair. I agree with that statement.
So in light of everything now, everything that he has said, what I've said, I love him. I want to be clear. I'm a big fan of Jack Fritz. I mean, he's the little engine that could with his job here at WIP.
That was so patronizing.
No, he's like come up through the ranks. I mean,
that was so patronizing.
Backbone of the station or wherever that whole thing was. Like, settle down, guy. All right, come on. But with all that said, we now ask you, in light of everything that has occurred, particularly in the last 48 hours, who now is our other Twitter poll question? Who now are you rooting for in the Joe versus Jack athletic competition? Not who's going to win. We'll get to that poll another day. Who are you rooting for, me or Jack? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And what it officially says on social media with the tweet is who's going to win, Joe or the Oaf? So let us know who wins, Joe or the Oaf.
He's the Oaf.
Well, he's both.
He's both.
He goes back and forth.
Yeah,
do you think you picked up some fans yesterday, supporters? Yeah.
Yeah, because look at him. I mean, listen to him. Really, he really is pathetic, but that's fine.
All right.
You can't quit and then turn around and come back like, you know,
he did a big man.
He no mosses.
Are you worried
and then
at all?
Huge 180.
Yeah, are you worried
I mean,
at all?
Huge.
I agree. Big 180.
As big as you can.
Yes. He got shamed.
He really did.
Do you at all worry?
Which shows you how low his self-esteem is, but go ahead.
Because I agree. Look, I think the main thing you have going for you is you have more dog in you than him. I'm with you on that. I think he's a better athlete. I think he'll still win, but I thought it was a lock, and your dog does give you a chance. Are you at all worried that you have, like, incited a little dog in him to kind of... Because he could have just taken it easy and gone in and surprised him with your dog. And now, you know what I mean?
I think it increases his chance a little bit. I wouldn't say worried. I would just say aware that his competitive instincts have probably been heightened and good. I mean, he obviously needed it because look at the last 48 hours. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. It doesn't matter. But okay, good for him. You're going to try a little harder. A little try hard guy. Let's go to the phones. So what do you make of this?
Little try hard guy.
What do you make of this whole thing? And somehow he's the favorite around here? Are you freaking kidding me? This guy? I mean, listen to him. I'm down. He actually said, I'm down. I'm a leader of a household. I'm down.
Okay. Father of two.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Andy in Deptford. Andy, what do you make all this?
Yo, we live, have we hot? I don't know, Joe, man. I think you're definitely in his head.
No
from
question.
That aspect. But I don't think you're winning in sports that the man played in college. And from what I hear, he was pretty competitive tennis player in high school. I mean, you played no high school sports.
Correct.
The highest you went was CYO. So, I mean, athletically, I don't know, man. I think you talk a good talk, but I think anybody 45 and under, or maybe 50 and under, with any slither of athleticism in their body would crush you in anything athletic.
Well, some would. I mean, but let's be real. I'm not exactly playing against, you know, Jack Jackson, to use a Bo Jackson thing. I feel like I'm playing more against like a Markelle Simmons. That's what I think I'm playing against. Markelle Simmons.
I do think mentally he's soft. So I think, you know, I think you may have that edge.
I definitely have that. I can guarantee you these two things, Andy. I want to win more than him, and I will try harder to win more than him. I'm not going to guarantee you that I'm going to win. I'm not going to do that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm not foolish enough to do that. But I can guarantee you this. I'm going to try harder and I want it more. And I can also tell you, I do truly believe, I'm not making this up, I think I'm more naturally athletic than he is. Yes, well, he developed it more. I acknowledge that. That's true.
Joe,
but it's in there with me.
Anything you do athletically, it seems like you get hurt. So I don't see how you're pumping your chest that you're athletic when you never played sports past youth sports. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I do know what you're saying.
How do you think you're an athlete when you never competed, not even on a high school level?
Well, I guess
where's the confidence come from is what Andy's asking.
Honestly, probably when I was 8 years old and I was running rings around people. Right? I mean, if you're asking the question, like, it's when I was 8.
Does it come from your lengthy play of Tecmo Bowl? I mean, is that where it's coming from? No. I mean, I don't get it.
No, I just...
It's from being a stud at the age of 8.
I mean, that's what when I say natural athleticism, that's what I'm talking about. I was at coordination.
God, I can't believe it.
But then I was I'm good. Like, I proved it, and now I'll move on to other things. And that's what I did.
You peaked when Nintendo was still a thing. But
well, I'm great at Nintendo.
Let's get to the Eagles, okay?
Yes.
I guess I got two concerns going into this season. Before the personnel concerns, I guess one of the big concerns is, you know, teams usually go through this gamut after they win the Super Bowl, whether it's events, signings, whatever the case may be. It's like every time I turn around, I'm seeing Coop or Saquon, I mean, out and about doing things. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't take advantage of that because, of course, you want to take advantage of the opportunities. But I'm just hoping that those opportunities don't take in the way of putting in that work.
You know what? I'm not worried about it right now. I mean, I'm aware, Andy, but I don't feel like it's been egregious. Like, for instance, Saquon, and we're going to play audio in a moment, did Chris Long's podcast this week. That doesn't bother me.
And then the bigger concern, personnel-wise, I mean, you know, you were on this whole trip last year with how many guys we lost on the defense, this and the third, right? But, I mean, we lost a lot, and I don't really think we fully replaced them. I mean, you look at our pass rush, Nolan Smith, a good player.
He might be a great player. The Nolan Smith issue that I would say is now he's got to be number one. Like, entering last year, you were just hoping he was, like, number four. He developed, I guess, by the end of the year, probably another best edge pass rusher. But for a while, it had been Sweat. But now it's like, now he's the counted-on guy. And we'll find out if
he's behind them now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Ojulari. It's
Jalix Hunt.
Yeah. I mean, Hunt has gone from your, I hope he develops last year and plays at all, to he's your number two now.
Yeah.
That's
And then you look in the secondary. We lost Slay, who was a really good starting corner.
Yes, he was.
And we don't have another safety. And I like Reed Blankenship, but I'm just, you know, he's got his limitations, right?
I tend to think that's correct. Yeah.
So now we don't have another guy behind him that, you know, is really concerned. What are we going to bank on?
Dad, Andy, you better run from the Popo,
man. Finally
coming
on for you, Andy.
I mean, they're smart. They're saying, let's get this Andy from Deptford out of here. Andy, give me an answer. Verbal jousting. Give me a scene.
I think the ambulance was coming for you after you tried to run. But verbal jousting, what about in The Godfather 2, right? When you got Fredo and you got Michael Corleone going at it, and Fredo saying, I'm the older brother, and you tell him what to do. What's the matter, Mikey?
Your older brother, Mikey?
Yeah. I actually don't think that's the right answer from Godfather 2, but it's a great one.
It's a great answer.
Michael and Kay.
Yeah, the abortion thing. Yeah,
Michael
about.
And Kay in that room on that couch.
It was an abortion, Michael.
Having that conversation. That's a big one. All right. Last night, Phil's loss. Not a big loss. You'd rather see them win. Mick Abel was terrific. Center field, it was should he have not caught the ball? Marsh didn't catch the ball. Let's listen to the moment when Brandon Marsh did not catch the ball.
3-0 offer. Had a swing and a fly ball left center field in the gap. Marsh long run towards the gap. Kepler as well. Marsh slides, can't get it. As it splits the outfielders, goes to the wall, the run is coming home, the throw to third, and Bichette is safe. It's a triple. And the Jays are on the board as it's a 1-1 game here in the bottom of the sixth.
So, Jody, when I saw that play, I immediately thought of an article Giglio had posted a couple days ago on the internet entitled, Can the Phillies Win It All With This Defense? Now, there's two different ways to look at that play. One is, maybe he should have caught the ball based on where he got to, and I know that's your point. I think the grander point, though, is he's not the most fleet of foot to get to the spot, and a better defensive fielder, more naturally athletic, dare I say, just gets there and catches the ball, and you lose the game in part because they don't have a center fielder that does that, or if they have Rojas out there, he probably gets it, but he probably goes 0-for-4. I mean, you know, like it's a weak position in Philadelphia sports right now, Jody.
Center field or all outfield?
Well, I was specifically saying center field. But certainly the outfield is one of the weaker spots of the whole club. That's clear.
Agreed. And I would like to see the Phillies get an upgrade there, but I don't think it's in the offing immediately. Could things change between now and July 25th, 5 days, 6 days before the trade deadline? Yeah, it could.
Here's what I know. Brandon Marsh and Johan Rojas aren't going to be good. They're not. They might win it all with them just because they pitch so well and guys slug. But they're like those guys aren't good, and they're not going to get good. They're just not.
I don't think there's upside here.
There's not.
Both of them are what they are right now.
I mean, doesn't Marsh pretty much always hit ninth? I mean, we know Rojas always hits ninth, unless you have backups in there on a certain day. You're talking about a center fielder batting ninth? It's, you know, center field. We're not talking about shortstop in 1975. We're talking about center field in modern-day baseball. He's your nine-hole hitter. And by the way, it's not like Rojas has exactly been, you know, Gary Maddux out there the way he was supposed to be defensively.
I'll disagree with you on that a little bit.
He was
center fielders. No. Center fielders hit ninth in baseball these days.
Well,
they do. And you're right. It used to be 1975, 90. Your shortstop is hitting eighth in the National League, right. Ninth in the American League with designated
almost
hitters.
With no exceptions
across the board.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Now hit shortstops hit. Center fielders is here's the biggest problem. If you're going to be batting ninth, you better be Gold Glove center field level. And Marsh is not.
No,
that.
He's not.
That's a big problem. At least Rojas is close to it. You can make an argument that Rojas is one of the five best defensive center fielders in baseball. You can't come close to making that argument with Marsh.
So, look, that obviously stood out last night. I'll tell you what stood out the most, and it's actually a positive in a loss, is Mick Abel was terrific. So, you know, that could be both a short-term and long-term thing of serious consequence. I mean,
he hasn't walked anyone yet, which is really impressive.
I mean, he looks really...
And that's a better lineup. The first game, Pittsburgh, I mean, one of the worst lineups in the sport. It's not like Toronto is a juggernaut, but they're certainly better than Pittsburgh.
Well, look, you can react to the Phils last night, 215-592-9494. The Fritz and me thing, who do you think is going to win? Who you're rooting for? What do you make of Jack's about-face and then another about-face?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.